British scientists say there may need to be a review of public health guidelines regarding sunlight. They've published new findings that a short burst of UVA rays can significantly lower blood pressure. But in Australia, the Heart Foundation says Australians already soak up far too much sun, and the research and suggestions people seek out more sunlight only applies to people who live in places like Scotland, as Sarah Dingle reports.
We've all heard that vitamin D from UVB rays is good for us in small doses. Now, Professor Martin Felish from the University of Southampton says UVA rays also carry some benefits.
We found when we expose their skin to UV light on one side of the body in amounts that would correspond to roughly half an hour of sunshine during summer in southern Europe, that we find a lower blood pressure.
This lower blood pressure has nothing to do with vitamin D. Instead, Professor Felish says the UVA rays lower blood pressure by triggering natural stores of nitric oxide in the skin, which dilate the small blood vessels.
So something in the upper layer of the skin can be released by light into the circulation to also affect blood pressure. And this effect is independent of vitamin D.
Professor Felish's study is a small one, but he's confident the results would be replicated with a bigger group. Globally, cardiovascular disease is the number one cause of death, according to the World Health Organization, and high blood pressure is one of the main associated risk factors. That's why this work is so important, according to Professor Felish.
While we appreciate that excess sunlight carries a very real risk to develop skin cancer, too little may increase the risk for cardiovascular disease by elevating blood pressure. And if you look at the numbers, we are talking about 20 times higher numbers of chronic disease mortality of cardiovascular disease compared to death as a consequence of melanoma.
The study's authors say it could be time to reassess public health guidelines on sunlight exposure. But the Heart Foundation's National Director of Cardiovascular Health, Dr. Robert Grenfell, says Australians should only be getting 10 to 20 minutes of sunlight every day.
We have far too much sun exposure over the whole year. Unfortunately, a lot of our Northern American and European dwellers don't actually get enough sunlight, and so for them this is an important message, but for the average Australian we really should be limiting our exposure to sunlight to decrease our chances of skin cancer.
Professor Felish says more people are using sunblock and living and working indoors than ever before, and it's a good time to reassess the balance of risks between skin cancer and cardiovascular disease.
Sarah Dingle reporting.